For example, in the early years, and most of our examples would be from the early years, because once Stalin did take power, there was no possibility of offering an alternative. In the early years, there was the democratic centralists. This quote is from the same book, and the essay is again in favor of left communism in general, but had to concede, the author had to concede that the democratic centralists had no concrete proposals for reducing centralization and increasing democracy, because they were in favor of the centralization necessary for planning, because they favored common ownership and they favored uniting the people and they favored all of the general Bolshevik Marxist line. If they had won power, would it have been any more democratic? And similarly, there was the workers' opposition, and they never challenged the notion that the party had to control the state. And if the party had to control the state, then all of their other proposals, such as giving a bit more power to trade unions, probably wouldn't have been any different, because if the party controlled the state, then they would essentially control the trade unions as well. So they suggested sending a representative from the trade unions up to the core centralized hierarchy, which they advocated. They advocated a vertical hierarchy of councils that would oversee the economy. If they believed in the same hierarchy of Soviets, of councils, then it's not clear how their call for more representation of the workers and so on would have really changed anything much.